Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, Raw 30 was a massive success. We don't say Raw XXX, because that takes you to a place on the internet that is not for public knowledge. In terms of a wrestling show, ticked all the boxes. It also goes to show that some people maybe, just maybe, have to eat a little bit of humble pie, because Triple H sat on his throne. He took his creative power and he absolutely smashed it. Plus, he proved a lot of people wrong. Why? Here's why. The first reason does tie into the fact that this was a nostalgia show, and usually when we do see these, your brain kind of melts and then runs out of your ear. I mean, even back in October 2022, we had that DX reunion show. It wasn't bad, it was just a bit wishy-washy. We'd all forgotten about it in 24 hours. This does matter though, as the game was also in charge when that went down, so when this nostalgia fest was mentioned with the usual legends, everybody pondered exactly how it was going to be, especially because WWE hyped this as the biggest thing since the last time they'd done it. I also do think there were some expectations there, because there always are, when we took a baseball bat and we just knocked it out of the park. That is not the noise of a baseball being hit, but you're going to have to deal with it. I mean, for one, look at the damn rating. Now, there were a lot of outside circumstances that helped this, in the sense that there was no NFL on this particular week, and the first hour of Raw was commercial-free. But 2.34 million viewers and a 0.70 in that heralded demo. Those are absurd numbers no matter how you slice it, especially when you looked at the first hour, because people did tune in, and they must have liked what they saw even when the adverts did come raining down, because for the most part, they stuck around. And if we were businessmen, we'd be able to call this an instant success, but we're nerd fans. And don't forget, as a nerd fan, you don't really have to care about who else is tuning into the damn thing. You just have to enjoy it. But when it comes to those opening 60 minutes, I don't know about you, but I was having a hoot. I mean, everything with the Bloodline was just such an emotional roller coaster, and the performances that every single person put into this. I mean, just go and look at Sami Zayn's face when he's about to be Samoan spiked by Solo Sikoa until Jey Uso pops in and saves the day. He goes from someone that is totally ready to accept his fate to being like a lost little puppy. I can't believe I've been found. So don't come into my house and tell me he's not an all-timer based on facial expressions alone. And of course, Roman Reigns was awesome too. He was just going through the entire gambit. And the whole thing left me going, well, what's going to happen now? Could we even get a situation where the Usos and Sami Zayn team up to take out the rest of the Bloodline? Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but the fact the thought even popped up there, good things are happening. The following tag match was also wonderful, as Sami took the place of an injured Jimmy Uso to help Jay so they could retain the tag team titles. And there was something else to this too, because if you are a long-term viewer who tunes in week and week and week, all of a sudden you got a massive reward. Because not only did we have all those clips during the trial of Sami Zayn, which went through the last 6 months of television, but of course, when Jimmy did get injured, Adam Pearce was there and he went, well, look, to be honest with you, I did the same for the Judgment Day when they became the number one contenders. So if you do want to substitute in, who am I to tell you otherwise? I almost fell on the floor during that. I was like, oh my gosh, me wasting all this time has finally counted. I mean, that is top tier booking, and it also means that's Triple H. And all this cynicism was then blown away, apart from that one guy who just hates everything. And if you made him the WWE Unified Champion, he'd be like, I don't want to be the WWE Unified Champion, because that's just what happened. And if you need more evidence, just look at what the game did in his own damn segment. Because a widely spread source of criticism has always been that when the legends meet the new stars or the current stars, what often happens is that the veterans beat them up and then they go away and the current roster is meant to try and carry on and make money, even though we just told the fans, you shouldn't care about these guys, and you really ought to worry more about the people from the past. When it comes to Raw 30, though, we got the total opposite, because out came Shawn Michaels, Triple H, The Road Dogg, Sean Waltman, and Kurt Angle, and you just knew that somebody was going to interrupt them. It was Imperium, and after Gunther had gotten all their faces and been like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? One by one, they were like, I don't want to fight that guy. He would kick my ass. The best part is, he would have done too, and that's all that was missing. Even Sean Waltman on Twitter was like, I tell you, I would have been happy to have taken a finishing move, and that would have been truly tremendous. Imagine Gunther had just taken him and powerbombed him right into the floor. That's it. Off he goes to the main event. Even still, though, this was absolutely tremendous television, because once again, what is the message we're sending to the fans? Here's an intimidating group, and maybe you should keep an eye on them. FTR and Dax Harwood have also talked about when they came face to face with D-Generation X in a similar scenario. And yeah, I totally get it. It's not doing anything. However, this was totally different, and it should restore your faith in someone like Triple H. Because he was controlling this, and he wanted to make sure the spotlight was on the relevant people. Makes me happy. What really excites me about all of this is that it did come days before the Royal Rumble, and you may have even seen that premium live event before you've seen this video, and it restored my faith in wrestling. Faith in wrestling is really important. Because it means if something does go wonky or sets off alarm bells or a certain story element doesn't make sense, you can put your hands in the air like a weirdo and go, well, okay, I'm not entirely sure what's going on here, but last time they proved me wrong and it all worked out for the best. So now I'm going to sit here and just enjoy it for what it is. That was definitely not the way under Vince McMahon, who would just rip up scripts and completely forget about storylines. And after a while, it just became so damn infuriating. And look, Raw 30 wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, especially when it came to the female performers. Like, Becky Lynch versus Bayley getting cut was not good at all, especially because it was going to be in a cage. And everything with Sonya Deville and Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss and Bianca Belair, that was just really weird, and it made no sense, because Sonya Deville is now going to challenge for the SmackDown Women's Championship, even though Bianca just whooped her ass in about 8 minutes. I mean, that is absolutely baffling. It's like 2 + 2 = potato, but Triple H has always been a champion for that division, so if he does feel like he's made a mistake here, I truly think that he will learn from it. I mean, the fact that we've already had this huge jump forward, as we've just discussed, means that next time around, the leap forward should be even further still. Unless McMahon does come back and sit in that big boy chair. I don't want to think about that. I'm thrown over there. In summary then, I just thought that Raw 30 ruled, and also, it was a 3-hour show that didn't feel like 180 minutes at all. And that's good television. It also means that I'm excited for more of it, and I can kind of see these things changing. That's why I believe we should doff our hat to Triple H. He is doing a terrific job. So I really think that he may be onto something here, and please, long may it continue. And I mean it. Please continue. Don't do any more changes. Don't do any more switches, no matter what anybody may want. Let's see what we've got here and ride it into town.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.